Jamil on the beat. What is going on? What is going on? Welcome to the podcast, the Correctly Mistaken Podcast. I'm your host, your boy Wes Osei. Please remember to subscribe, rate, and review. Rate, review, subscribe. Leave a 5-star. Leave a comment. We do appreciate our listeners and appreciate the audience. It's definitely do not take that for granted at all. Because you could be doing anything else with anybody, anything. Well, you could be doing anything else with anyone else. I wasn't trying to go there this early in the morning, but you know what I mean. You could be doing anything else or taking your time to do anything else, and you spend some time to listen to the podcast. For that, definitely appreciate it. So, Democrats, you have a chance. You have a shot. They've always said, only thing you want in life is a shot. Figuratively speaking. I know I can't talk. But you have a shot. You have a shot here, and you have to understand the moment that you're in. That this isn't a usual time. And a time to do business as usual. From what we are coming out of from. What we are just experienced for the past 4 years. Yes, we have a new president. Yes, it seems that you're starting seeing getting back to a sense of normalcy in terms of government relations to the people. Because of the fact, the stuff that was going on for the 4 years. I know a lot of people don't follow politics like I do, and press briefings and decorum and how things usually go. And for the most part, what we saw for the past 4 years was not normal. And we have to be careful not to try to act as if, well, it was just a new style of doing things. Nah, there was no new style of doing anything. He desecrated the office, and now he's gone. But then on top of that, yes, you have 50-50 in the Senate control, by the slimmest of margins, but they're still there. And you have a real opportunity. And I'm just hoping and praying that they've learned from 2010, when they had an opportunity like this back in 2009, but because of the fact they weren't able to govern, and they were allowing in the spirit of being bipartisan and trying to work together, and you know, clearly you had the other party, the Republicans, that had another agenda, and because they allowed politics to get in the way. Which is funny because it is politics, but they allow the politics to get in the way of trying to be, you know, unity and unified and trying to be bipartisan, but nothing got done. And usually what happens is people don't realize that the people will punish the governing party if they do not govern. Okay? People will punish the governing party if they do not govern. And see, the situation you're in right now, Democrats, the Democrats, y'all need to understand this. You have the opportunity to really make a difference in the lives of people. Coming off the year that people have come off of 2020, where we had the global pandemic, which we're still in the midst of, because it's going to get worse, because we know all of what happened with the past administration. And how they didn't do much about it, and how they said it was okay, but it really wasn't. We know that to be the case. But the fact of the matter is, you have a chance and an opportunity to really govern. And I feel that in the spirit, and I know Joe Biden, I know he wants to stay unified and you want to stay together. And yes, you want unification. You want to be bipartisan. But I think what the Democrats have to understand, what they have to continue to remind them in the forefront, and, you know, yes, AOC and Congressman Presley and Iman and a lot of other people who are singing it and saying it for what it is, you have to understand that there is the other major political party where we're supposed to have two major coalitions, so two major political parties, and one of the political parties, they showed that they were against democracy. They showed that they're looking for minority rule. These past 4 years exposed what they are really about, especially this past year. But see, the fact of the matter is, though, and we see this stuff that's going on now, and Joe Biden is talking unification and getting together, but then people like Marco Rubio, you know, coming out with his... It's amazing, yo. It's so funny how these dudes kiss the ring. Kissing the ring of the same dude that they were playing before the primaries 4 years prior. Everything they were calling him, the crook, the cheat, and whatever they called him, for some kind of reason, they turned around and was kissing the ring. And we know why. They saw opportunity to get close to the power. And we have to understand that there is a faction, another side, that is trying to work against not caring for the needs of the people. Not worrying about the needs of others. I mean, we saw it clearly. We were in the middle of a pandemic, an opportunity for stimulus, and they couldn't agree because we had a majority leader in Mitch McConnell who continuously blocked ways for Americans to get payments or direct payments in their pockets at a time where they have a recession for no fault of their own. They've shown that they don't have any care. And I'm not saying it based on conjecture. I'm not saying it because I'm a registered Democrat, which I'm not. We just have to call it what it is. They had an opportunity after opportunity to give more, to help the American people, to give more relief, and they didn't do it. They kept blocking it, even as up to December when the president, then president Donald Trump, even called for it. Even as disingenuous as it was, he still called for it, and they still blocked it. Because we know what's more important to Mitch McConnell and the Republican Party. Donors, the caucus. You don't want to upset that. That's the money. Therefore, you're taking that over the people who needed it. It showed it. This is not me, you know, throwing out accusations, happenstance, conjecture. This is what happened. That is what occurred. And then on top of that, you had an election that we had that was a fair and free election, according to Chris Krebs, the head of cybersecurity that Donald Trump hired to protect this election from Russian interference or possible voter fraud. And he said it was the safest election in the history of our country. And he got fired for it. But they went along with it. They went along with the lie. It was a lie that was constructed from the beginning for several people because they did not care about getting to the bottom of anything. They knew there was no bottom to get to. It was a matter of trying to sow chaos into the system. And see, let me tell you this bullshit thing that they're doing now, talking about These are the concerns of tens of millions of Americans. We cannot allow that to go unchecked about the election. No. There was no concerns about tens of millions of Americans about the election. There was no concern. Donald Trump was telling those tens of millions of elections, I'm sorry, those tens of millions of people in the election that the election was rigged, that it wasn't fair. He told them that. And then what did many of the Republicans do? They went right along with it when they knew that there wasn't any mass voter fraud. Is there fraud in voting cases? Yes. In certain states, yes, things happen. There are irregularities. Yes, that is the case. But two or three people voting who are dead voting in Michigan or Georgia or Pennsylvania doesn't overturn an election. See, the accusation was not voter fraud, because voter fraud does occur. The accusation that the president made, or the last president made, was there was mass and widespread voter fraud. And then what did they do? What did the Republicans do? Did they say anything? I remember watching them going back and forth after the election, walking into their chambers, and the media asking them questions. Are you going to congratulate Joe Biden? And they just walking by, not saying anything, not speaking. Long-term politicians, long time, who've been a part of many, many presidential elections. Any other year, whoever won and lost on either party, they were always congratulated. But this time, they thought they had an opportunity to successfully pull off a coup. They were trying to do it. They are saying that the will of the people does not matter, and they want minority rule. And Democrats, it's very, very hard. It's going to be very difficult to work with people whose values in the fundamental of things, just the fundamental value of democracy, of what we're supposed to be all about in electing our leaders, they don't want no part of. They don't want any part of it. They have shown that they are against democracy. How can you work with a group of people whose majority doesn't even believe in the fundamental cores of our country? And see, I understand when you had somebody who was a populist, like Donald Trump was, or somebody who came in and did all these crazy things, and then when you come in behind them to try to get a sense of getting back to normalcy, you do the exact opposite. Well, he didn't care about working with the other side, so all you try to do is figure out any which way you can work with the other side. And sometimes that is not going to be the case. You cannot continue to try to work, because this is the situation. Because see, they're trying to, even now, they're trying to say the fact that Joe Biden is talking about unifying, but yet he's looking to impeach Trump. Or he's not calling off Senate to call off the impeachment trial. And how can you speak for unity when you want to keep worrying about the former president? And that's going to divide people. No. He must be held accountable for what he did. Because see, what happens is, if he's not held accountable, this can happen again. They are literally trying to blow by the fact that there was an insurrection on the Capitol led by the leader of their party, perpetrated by a big lie that they kept going because they thought they had an opportunity to actually overturn an election until the Constitution and the judicial system said no. But they were actually trying to do so. They were actively trying to subvert the will and disenfranchise millions upon millions of voters because their guy lost. It's so funny they talk about how they want to be small government and let the states control what they need to control, but they're trying to overturn results in states. Interesting. They're trying to just blow past the part of what occurred and what happened. They're trying to say, if you're looking for unity, why focus on the old? No. And then if you're looking for unity, why are you doing all these executive orders? Because he won. As when Trump won. And see, a lot of times you do executive orders because you feel there's a mess. And Donald Trump left a mess. So Joe Biden had to go in and figure, according to him and what his administration believes, and also he won the election, he's coming in and doing his executive orders. He won. When a man wins, or a woman wins the presidency, they can push their agenda, if possible, based on what they have going on and within the powers of the presidency. They can flex their power. And right now, as we speak, in the Senate, it's 50-50. Vice President Kamala Harris has the deciding vote. That's what they have to focus on. I get that they want to be bipartisan. I understand that we want to have unity. But you have to govern. You can't allow the Republicans to block, to be in the way, to muck up things. Because that's what they're going to try to do. Their party is in the shitter. Their party is in the shitter. Because they allowed a man to bring their party down to a shitter, who is not a conservative, who is not a Republican. He's a populist. He's all by himself. He's Trump. That's all he cared for was himself. And they stuck to it because they thought he had a movement enough to actually overturn the election and to attempt a coup to stay in power. And they backed it up by their words and also by their non-words. By what they were not saying when they kept asking, did Joe Biden win this election? And they kept saying, well, you know, we don't know. Well, we gotta, you know, let the electoral process run out, you know, the certification. Even Mitch McConnell has been in the Senate for years, and all of a sudden, every other presidential election, you congratulate the president. But this time, you want to wait till the election, till the electoral college certifies the results. I mean, they've shown it. And Democrats, you have an opportunity. You have a chance to really govern. Joe Biden, President Biden, I understand that you want to have unity. But see, the Republicans are saying that your unity is not showing unity. But the fact of the matter is what they're trying to do is, if they can keep that hole big enough, they can keep throwing out this, you know, blocking things and keeping the division. The more they can keep divided, the better it works for them. Because if the people don't see the governing party who's in control governing, they will punish you for it in 2022, and they will give it back to the people who have already shown that they don't care for democracy. So what would happen if the Republicans get back full control? And somebody else from their ranks comes up who believed, who objected to the results of the election, who said, you know what? Oh, they haven't learned from the last time. And when you don't learn from history, it is doomed to repeat itself. We know that. And in 2010, the Democrats didn't govern. They were trying to focus on being bipartisan and trying to work with the other side, and the other side kept giving them flack, so they didn't do things. They let stuff halt. You cannot allow that this time, President Biden. You cannot allow that this time, Democrat, House Democrats. You cannot allow that this time, House Democratic Senators. You can't allow it. You must work hard for the American people. Republicans, Democrats, red states, blue states. Everybody has been affected by this. And see, the situation is Republicans know everybody's been affected by this, but at the same time, they don't care that everybody's been affected by this. They don't care. Doesn't matter to them. We've seen what they're about. We've seen what they've shown. Seditious, treacherous, opposing the United States government. We see it. We saw it. We know what they're about, and we have to keep we have to keep putting that in the forefront. We have to keep shining that light. We have to keep putting it in their face that when there was a free and fair election and there was an uprising, a storming of the Capitol, even after that, House Republicans still, House Republican senators still objected to the results of the election, of a fair and free election. And then Josh Hawley has the nerve to have an op-ed doubling down, trying to say because the Democrats did these very same things back in the early 2000s, what he didn't want to say is that, yes, because there was actual real voter suppression that has been going on for people of color or in people in urban areas for real, for years. So, yes, they were trying to object to the results because they felt that people weren't getting the opportunity to vote. People of color, which has been the case for years, but there was objections and they were always shot down and people moved forward. Okay, there were objections. Yes, because they thought there was actually something going on because there was real voter suppression that's been going on for people of us, our people, people of color, for years. Because they can't win on an agenda. I keep always saying, Republicans can't win on an agenda. They don't have one. It's unpopular. What? Cut taxes for the rich? What? Cut off Medicare? Cut off insurance or health insurance for all? Not protecting women's reproductive rights? I mean, they don't have they don't have an agenda that's popular. So what do they have to do? They have to cheat and they have to scare the shit out of you. And that's what they're always trying to do. Suppress the vote, and then scare the shit out of you. So then you believe, oh, if we let that radical left-wing guy come in there, we're going to turn into a communist country. Marxism. War on Christianity. They're going to jail our pastors. They're not going to allow you to live your life. No. They want you to live your life without them helping you at all. Live your life, even though it may suck, even though you may not have food on your table, even though you may not have two coins to rub together to pay for your rent, but still live your life. We ain't trying to help you, but we want you to live it while we over here make all this money and we over here taking care of our donors and our caucus. Just live. just live. We good? And they keep saying radical left. Radical left. And I keep saying, how is it the radical left when the right literally voted against democracy and the left is radical? The left is radical because they want expansion of healthcare? They want stimulus checks to go to Americans who have lost almost everything for no fault of their own? That's radical? They've shown, Democrats, you have an opportunity. You must govern. You cannot allow politics, bipartisan desires to get in the way of governing and helping the American people because they need the help. People who are struggling, they can't even put food on the tables. They're waiting in food lines. They can't work. They can't pay their rent, their mortgage. People are hurting and they need help. You cannot allow the crap and the bullshit to seep in where then you cannot get the help that the American people need and that the American people deserve. And we have one party who has shown by their actions, everybody can see it. If you have the time to actually look at it and be objective to it, you can see. They shown when they had the majority, they did not care. They gave $1,200 one time before they gave another $600. So $1,800 every American person got. A couple more if you had kids. In a 12-month period, in a year, until, well, I will, yeah, $1,800 because they got the extra $600. So 12 plus 6, I'm doing good quick math here. I'm not a genius, but I can do that type of math. That's it. That's all. And then they blocked the $2,000 payments. And see, Democrats, you ran on this. Jad Ossoff, Reverend Warnock, when that runoff, they kept saying that. Joe Biden, they kept saying what they're going to do, stimulus checks out to the American people. They ran on that. That's why they won. They won because they said they really want to help the American people. And people said, okay, we're going to give it to you. And they did. But now you have to do what you said you're going to do. And you can't not allow that bullshit to seep through where you're looking to try to say, well, we're trying to have unity. We want to be bipartisan. We want to reach over to the other aisle. But if the other aisle is showing, they don't even want none of this to be the case. We don't want no debates. We don't want any laws or legislation that we want to talk back and forth. We want to rule. We want to have an authoritarian. We want to have Trump in the White House so he can do whatever the hell he wants to do so we can rule with our minority rule and we can have a stronghold on this country where we're the people who don't care, who don't give a fuck, but we want to rule and stay in power because it's all that is about. Lies, like when President Biden said, lies for profit and lies for power. And then now you see the Republicans and the right, what they're saying now, Marco Rubio, and trying to say leftist, leftist, leftist. And it's going to work if you do not govern Democrats. It will work. If they can continue to keep this divide, accusing you of being a leftist, and you don't get anything done on top of that, you got a chance, Democrats. You have an opportunity to really do some good. Like you said you were going to do, what you ran on. And you better not allow the bullshit from the other side to stop you. You better figure out ways. Who cares about unity when it comes to this? Because we've shown they don't want unity. In terms of helping the American people, they want unity because we want y'all to forget about the insurrection and that we incited it. No, we don't want no impeachment of the president. That's not unity. No, that's accountability. And you can have accountability and you can have unity, but accountability is needed. But that's what they're trying to portray. If you want unity, why worry about the old stuff? No, we have to worry about the old stuff because you signed off on the old stuff. You signed off on rejecting election results. You signed off to be against democracy. You signed off on it. So therefore, you must come strong. You must come hard, Democrats. You cannot allow the bullshit to seep in and you don't govern. Because if you don't do it, we'll live this all over again. And this time, it won't be no coming back. Until next time, love everybody, hate no one. This is the Correctly Mistaken Podcast. And I'm your host, your boy Wes Osei. Be blessed. Peace.